It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, hello.
Hey.
Hello. How are you? Good to see you.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Anyway, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson! Riding season right around the corner. Get that motorcycle tuned up, running right over at Gilson Cycle. We'll hear a word from our sponsor just a little bit, but right now, let's do it. Fact and opinion. That's right. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. What tease, man? God.
Aggressive, man.
Let's see. Ooh, here we go. M&M's had a chance to be the candy featured in E.T., but they turned it down. Reese's Pieces jumped at the chance and saw a 65% jump in profits.
Wow. Yeah.
Dude.
I love it when companies blow it.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the old
opportunity?
The old don't be like Yahoo, what Yahoo did. Like, yeah. I mean, just billions of dollars missed out on it.
Just blown.
And now, at this point, to be honest, M&M probably didn't need it. You know, I mean, M&M's been big for fucking ever, dude.
Yeah, M&M's are fine.
Yeah.
M&M's are just fine. Even though, I will say, I think Reese's Pieces are better, aren't they?
Oh, dude, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so. And to be honest with you, I'm not really, I mean, it's not that I don't like the regular M&M, but the peanut M&M is way better. Absolutely. It's an upgrade.
M&M's are one of those things where it's just, it's been around so long, and I think it's just kind of a basic candy that, like, when I go to the aisle, I'm not like M&M's, you know what I mean? I do like the peanut M&M's or peanut butter M&M's, boom. But, like, OG M&M's, right? I just never think to get them. However, then, like, come Halloween when you get the little mini bag, you're like, fuck, I forgot how good these are. You know?
Good. Yeah. You remember they used to come in, like, the little plastic round container?
Oh,
like
the mini M&M minis. Yeah, yeah. One gulp. Just right there. Just deep throat that thing. But I will say, I do think if I had to pick to get rid of one, I'd probably get rid of M&M's and keep Reese's Pieces, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think
Reese's,
that's an easy answer.
Reese's Pieces.
Right? Skittles? Do you like Skittles?
I do, but here's the problem, though, is my jaw is always sore after Skittles. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Chew so hard and so long to swallow that. It's so good, though. They are good.
I also, one time, I think I OD'd on sour Skittles. Like, and like my tongue was like sandpaper for like a week because I ate like three bags.
White.
And, oh, my God.
What about, you know, M&M's? They came out with a new one. It's M&M caramel.
Yeah, caramel. They're all right.
Caramel,
they're not bad. I think they're trying too hard. I think peanut butter original and peanut M&M's. Just leave it be at that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try the crisp ones? The M&M crisps?
Not as good. It's too airy.
Yeah, yeah. Not enough on there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some other individual candies like that. Chewy Sprees. Fuck yeah, dude.
Chewy Sprees are good.
Chewy
How
Sprees
about
good.
Nerds? Do you like Nerds?
I do. I think I got to be really in the mood, though, for Nerds, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nerd rope.
Oh, Nerds on a rope? Fuck yeah, dude. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's pretty good.
What are some other
good
ones?
Well, my diabetes is spiking.
Yeah, that's so funny. Just from talking about it, your body's like, fuck you, dude. If you go get all this stuff, I'm going to be so pissed.
I can feel it, my blood sugar rise just talking about all these candies. But you know what? They're delicious. I can't deny it. Even as a diabetic, you can't deny it.
Kit Kat, awesome. Smarties, eh.
Yeah, Smarties are all right.
Milky Ways. You know one I really can't get behind? It just is Whoppers. I've never enjoyed Whoppers.
I like Whoppers.
Do They're you?
Good. Yeah. I've always liked that malt flavor, though. A lot of people don't like that malted flavor.
That's what it is. It's that malt candy. I just never got into that. So I just I looked up different candies. Obviously, Starbursts are dope. Charleston Chews.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Starbursts is weird. Like, I never really get Starbursts, but sometimes I'll be hanging around after Halloween and, like, when you don't get a yellow one, for God's sakes, because there's a yellow one in every little tiny two-pack, they're delicious, man.
Starbursts. Well, you know how you can make a nice fruit punch flavor? Yellow and orange together. I've learned to enjoy those just as much as like the pink or the red. I mean, not quite as much, but
how about this? As a kid, did you ever put yellow and orange together and ball it up in your hand, make a little taffy ball?
Of course, man. It's just it's nothing like taking your dirty child fingers and just smushing your candy together and then putting it in your mouth,
rolling it into a little dirt ball, right?
Here's all these great things. You have Butterfinger, and then you have a chocolate bar, and then you have Almond Joy. Get out of here with that coconut shit.
Why is that still
around? Just like Mounds candy bars.
These psychos out there that love coconut flake. I don't have any fucking idea.
No, I don't trust you one bit.
It's a weird texture. You know, the coconut flake, it's the shell, guys.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, what are you doing? Reason, you ever had Reason? Those are fantastic. No. I used to just suck the outside shell. Like, I just sit there.
What is a Reason?
It's like a chocolate caramel inside. Because it's not like, it's not just like a regular chocolate, and then it's coated in chocolate, you know? I don't know. They're so good, man. They're so good. Or you get them, like, you put them in the fridge, and then you can, like, kind of bite off the outside layer. Delicious. Yeah. Oh, and here's another. What?
Werther's.
Werther's are good. Chewy Werther's, I like those. I'm tired of hard candies like that, you know? It just takes forever, and you can't bite into it.
What are you, losing your teeth?
Shut up, Brad. I need to gum the soft ones. I can't have it.
How about the individually wrapped little caramels? You know, the little square.
Honestly, my favorite is cowtails. Like, that's probably my favorite. And then you can do the small ones. Here's another one we got on here. You got the 100 grand bar, fantastic. You got the Warheads.
We gave my dad a Warhead one time, not letting him know what it was. Dude, he hit the ceiling. He hates sour stuff, so
you sons of bitches.
Dude, he hit the ceiling. What the hell is this?
My brother and I used to love Warhead so much, we built this little fort, and we called it Camp Warhead.
You guys get all amped up on Warheads.
Yeah, just sucking on Warheads, shooting our BB guns out of this fort is great.
Because you get them for like a penny a piece or something. They come in those big, you know, those big plastic. Yep. You just individually grab them.
God, just like, by the end of the day, like, my eyes hurt from just like,
sucking on Warheads.
Yeah. And then we'll end with gummy bears, dude. I fucking hate gummy bears. God, they're the worst, dude. Oh,
no, come on. Haribo gummy bears? Dude, those are one of the best.
Fucking gross, dude. It's just seriously,
what's wrong with it?
If it came down to it where, like, the last candy on earth was gummy bears, I wouldn't eat candy anymore.
You don't like the sour gummy worms either, huh?
No, that's different. That's like the one that I will eat, but I won't go out of my way. Like, there's just such better candy than that. But gummy bears,
delicious.
Ugh. No, they're gross. Delicious. I hope you choke on it. I hope you choke on a gummy bear. Anyway, so way to go, M&M's. You blew it. You could have been on E.T.
You blew it.
You blew it. Nah, I think they're fine. I think they're probably still worth $1 billion. So, well, there you go. That is your fact and opinion. We'll wrap it up now. I kind of want some candy, and we need to give Hunter a shot of insulin. So,
absolutely.
Folks, make sure you tune in next time for another. Oh, God, I'm dead. Here, I got my fun dip ready. Don't you worry.
Oh, no.
Don't you worry. I'm saving his life. All right. Here's a word from our sponsor. We'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.